Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid, with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in...
The Romantic Higginbottoms.
All right, Pat, I'll get the door.
Hey, Mum, is that Alfie and Scraggy Neck back already?
No, they won't be back for a couple of hours yet. They're playing tennis down in the park.
Oh, well, they won't be back till after dark, then. Because every time Alfie hits the ball in the bushes, they spend an hour looking for it.
Look, it'll be Mr. Higginbottom and a friend.
Who'd be a friend of Higginbottom? Except me granddad when he's drunk.
That'll do. It's a friend for you.
No friend of mine will be seen with Higginbottom.
Come over here, then, Higgy. Jimmy. This is a little friend for you, Gillian. She's staying at Mr. Higginbottom.
But it's a girl. Have they swapped her for Ozzy?
She's Ozzy's cousin. She's stopping with us while her mother comes out of hospital.
Yes, and since we're all going out, Jimmy, we thought she could stay here and you'd keep her company.
But I've got to go out as well, and I'm late.
What for?
I don't know till I've thought of it.
Don't be silly. Go on, say hello to Gillian.
Hello, Gillian.
Hello, Jimmy. You're Cousin Alfie's best friend, aren't you?
I was. Where is Fat Tom, anyway? Why isn't he lumbered? Looking after you.
He's gone to his granny's for a few days, because Gillian and her mother are going to be stopping with us.
Well, I think I'll go and stop with my granny.
You haven't got a granny.
Well, I could advertise for one.
Look, just behave yourself. And look after Gillian till we get back. We won't be long.
Yeah, well, Gillian, fancy you being captain of your school hockey team. And the swimming team and all.
It's nothing, really.
I'm captain of our junior football team.
Yeah, but it's marvellous, Gillian. And you say you're in the athletics team as well.
Well, yes. But I don't take part in track events.
I can do 15 feet in the long jump with the wind against me and all.
You know, Gillian, you must have been a very proud girl when you came out top in your exam.
Well, yes, I was. Especially as I did well in math. It's my weakest subject.
7 times 13 is 91, I think.
Jimmy Clitter, will you shut up?
Oh, does nobody want to know how marvellous I am?
Not when I'm talking to Gillian. It's rude to butt in.
It's rude to pull funny faces, but you do it all the time.
You'll have a funny face when I smack it.
What's all this row about?
Tell her, Gillian.
Well, Mr. Hall was shouting at Jimmy.
You see, Scraggy, it's all his fault.
I know whose fault it is. Stop causing trouble, will you?
Well, all I've heard for the last 10 minutes is how marvellous Gillian is. How she passed all her exams. How she won the 100-yard sprint with both legs down one knicker.
Ah, poor little Jimmy. He don't like it at all when the spotlight's not on him. Gillian, fancy him picking you out of all your class to sing in the school concert.
I do impressions. Listen, Cynthia, what did I say when we were stood standing outside the picker factory? What did I say? I said I can't pickle for the two of us. So if you don't catch up with your pickling, we'll be in the right pickle. And what else did I say, eh? Be soon, I said. Didn't I say be soon?
Jimmy! Gillian's here to see you.
I'm just getting in the bath, Mum.
Oh, well, I won't stay then. I'm rather surprised that Jimmy having a bath tonight.
So are we, my dear. That's the fifth he's had in 3 days.
Jimmy, I want to go home.
Not while Gillian's hanging about outside.
Why can't I go?
Because she'll blab and tell her where I am.
All right. So suppose she knocks on the door?
Don't answer it and she'll go away.
All right. I know one thing, though.
What's that?
I wish I was in your house and not in this drafty cold shed.
these last few days, I've had as much as I can stand. When is Gillian's blooming mum going to take her away from Higginbottom?
Look, will you stop moaning? She'll only be here another few days, till her mother gets really well again.
But anything could happen in a few days. If the Black Hand gang find out I'm mixed up with a girl, do you know what they'll do? They'll pin the coward's badge on me.
Well, what's so terrible about that?
Before they pin the badge on you, they take all your clothes off.
And don't talk silly. I'll go and see who it is.
If it's Gillian, I've gone for a quick trip round Jupiter in that space rocket.
Ah, oh, I'm surprised at you, Jimmy, lad. All this fuss and bother over a weak girl just because she's taken a fancy to you.
It's not funny, Grandad. She follows me everywhere I go. Well, nearly everywhere.
Ah, well, look, she just wants to be your friend. Like us is your friend. What difference does it make, her being a girl?
Well, if you don't know the difference, Grandad, it's time you came to one of our biology classes.
Come in, will you? Father, it's Mr. Higginbottom and Gillian's mother.
Oh, hello there, Higgy.
Hello, Pete. The wife's still out to bring her sister round, so there she is.
Oh, well, how do you do, Mrs. Summers, isn't it?
That's right. Ethel Summers. You can call me Ethel. And you're Peter, aren't you? You're a widower, I believe. I'm a widow, my sister told me. No, not that I'm a widow, that you're a widower. And it's right what she says. You carry your age very well, if I'm not being too forward.
Grandad, it's Alfie Hall in a skirt and blouse.
Shut up, you. Well, it's nice of you to say so, Mrs.
Ethel.
Oh, Ethel. Well, this is my grandson, Jimmy.
Oh, yes, I've heard a lot about him from Gillian. But I'm sure he's a nice boy, really.
No, he's not so bad.
Not so bad as what?
Now then, Horatio.
Who? Oh, you, Mr. Higginbottom. That's right, Horatio Higginbottom. I'd forgotten you had a daft, strange name.
Your name will be on a tombstone if you don't shut up.
Hiya, Jimmy. Would you both like a cup of tea?
No, thanks, Mrs. Stitherall. I can't stop. I've got an appointment.
With a pint.
That's enough from you.
There's plenty of time, Horatio. I'd be delighted to have a cup, two lumps, just a drop of milk. I said to Horatio, I must call and thank them for looking after Gillian, didn't I, Horatio?
Yes, that's right.
So my sister said he could run me round here in the taxi, didn't she, Horatio?
Yes, that's right.
It was good of him to do it because he usually has a nap after his dinner. As soon as he's finished the washing up.
Dear Horatio.
Yes, that's... I'll give you a ratio.
Sorry, Mr. Higginbottom, but do you?
What?
Use that washing up liquid that keeps your hands soft.
You'll find out whether my hands are soft in a minute.
Horatio told me you were in the Merchant Navy, Peter.
Oh, why?
I bet you had a responsible job. What exactly was your position in the ship?
Flat on his back, being seasick.
Jimmy, Mrs. Summers, would you care for a cake or some biscuits?
Yes, please. Have you ever been to China, Peter?
China? No.
It's the place I've wanted to visit.
Well, why don't you? I mean,
if somebody gave me the money, I'd be off tomorrow.
Shall I start a collection, Grandad?
Quiet, you.
I'll go and get the tea ready, if you'll excuse me.
You're a Glaswegian, I understand.
Eh? Oh, aye, yes, I belong to Glasgow.
Yeah, and every Saturday night, Glasgow belongs to him.
For the last time, will you keep quiet, Jimmy?
Oh, don't shout at the lad, Pete. Just belt him.
Scotland, now there's a romantic place. All those glens and locks. You must tell me all about it sometime.
Oh, I'd be delighted
I've never been to Scotland. But I did see that lovely show, Brigadoon. I cried buckets. That lovely moment when the young couple were up on the Windsor Heath. What was that song she sang to him?
Oh, I remember. Will you stop your tickling, Joe?
Ah, you can't beat this one day cricket, Pete. Marvellous. Clive Lloyd knocking them up at the wicket, and us knocking them back in the beer tent.
Eh?
Oh, aye, Higgy.
We'll nip over in a bit when the crowd's all sat down. Can you see all right?
Aye, I can see fine.
You're a bit miserable today, Pete. What's up? Have they found the shirt buttons in your gas meter again?
No, Mr. Higginbottom. I'll tell you what's wrong with me, Grandad. Woman trouble.
You what?
Yes, it's Gillian's mother, Mrs. Summers. She wants him to say I will, but he won't.
Oh, well, you know, you're not the only one having trouble with my sister-in-law. She thinks me and the wife should fetch and carry for her like a couple of flunkies. She even wanted to give her breakfast in bed. But I cured her of that. I took up 2 eggs, a pan of water and a primer stove, and I said, here, torch the flaming things yourself.
Well, that's nothing to what me grandad's had to put up with. She even went chasing after him in his second home, the Rose and Crown.
Don't tell lies.
He's telling the truth, Higgy. It was the night you were away on that taxi job. I was playing darts, and I was just thrown for the double top when I heard her mating cry.
Coo ain't fit for a spree, Ethelunger!
I'm not joking. She put me right off my aim. I missed the board completely and hit a fellow who was playing snooker.
That's right. Instead of double top, he got a double bottom.
Jimmy, stop trying to be funny.
Yes, look, get yourself a seat cushion and stuff it in your mouth.
Well, that's nice, Grandad, you shouting at me. It was my idea to come here and hide yourself in the crowd where she won't find you.
Well, for the once, the brat's right. Ethel will never find you here if she searches till the cows come home.
Cooey!
Oh!
St. Clair, Peter!
Well, what do you know? Milking time already. Listen, ma'am, I'm telling you. I put up with some things, but that was the end.
Stop grumbling and drink your tea.
It was horrible, ma'am. Sophie Gillian stood next to me in Sunday school, sharing my hymn book, just so she could hold my hand.
Oh, you poor thing. Did she actually hold your hand?
She tried, but I shoved it off till the collecting plate came around.
And what did you do then?
I grabbed her hand and pretended her 5-penny piece was from both of us.
Now listen, are you telling the truth?
Of course, don't I always?
No.
I don't know which was the worst, Sophie Gillian or the vicar spouting his sermon. You should have heard him. This Sunday, I would like to say a few words to the younger children. Those who are not yet teenagers. By the time he's finished, they're old-age pensioners.
Oh, talking of pensioners, your granddad had a restless night last night.
Yeah, well, he probably had a nightmare, dreaming about Mrs. Summers chasing him.
The woman's only trying to be friendly.
Friendly? Her? I wouldn't like her for a granny. The wedding photo would be a horror picture.
Oh. Now, don't you say things like that.
You want to hear what me grandad said? He said, she may be called Summers, but from the look of her face, it'll be a hard winter.
I told you not to be cheeky.
Me grandad said that. Look, we'll ask him. Grandad, what did he say?
He's going to sleep.
He's gone. Don't worry. Hey, ma'am, doesn't he sleep funny? Snoring with the tip of his tongue sticking out. It looks like Mr. Brannigan's bulldog.
Jimmy, that'll do.
Hey, up. He's seen a cat. It'll be Mrs. Summers.
Just leave him alone while I answer the door.
I wonder who's at the... This window's not too clean. Oh, heck. Grandad! Wake up, Grandad!
What is it?
Grandad, quick! Hide in the coal shed. She's at the front door.
What are you on about?
Summers is coming in.
Oh, no!
Yeah, and she's got a bloke with her. One good thing, though. They've left Dracula's daughter at home.
Of course you
not disturbing us. Father, look who's here.
Hello, Mr. Sinclair. Peter, I mean.
Oh, hello.
Mrs. Summers has brought her brother over, Mr. Cartwright. This is my father, Mr. Cartwright.
Oh, do call me Reginald. Hello, Mr. Sinclair. Great pleasure.
Is it? I mean, how do you do?
And this is my son, Jimmy.
No, surely not. You couldn't possibly have a son of that age. A charming young woman like you. You're pulling my leg.
Got your right one here.
That's very nice of you, Mr. Cartwright, but I...
Reginald, please say this is...
Well, Reginald, Jimmy is my son.
Oh, well, and how are you, my little lad?
Fine, you big... Fine.
I'll go and make some tea.
I'll come out and help, Fire.
No, allow me. I'd love to help.
Yes, and we'll have a chat, Peter. I've got something to tell you. Well, something to show you, really.
Grandad, she's going to show you her muscles.
I'd better get my coat. I'll just go and get it.
Really, Reginald, I can manage on my own.
No, I'm sure. You seem a very capable woman, as well as charming. But I can at least keep you company. Yes.
It's not the pleasure, Peter. Close your eyes and don't open them till I tell you. Tight shut now.
I'm quite enjoying it, Mrs. Glitterer.
Now, I wonder what Daff Reg is up to with my mum in the kitchen. Well, they're always telling me if I never listen, I'll never learn, so I will listen at the keel.
Oh, yes, sir. This Indian tea plantation is a fascinating place. Did you just hear a strange sound?
No, only you.
The weather, you know, is fabulous. Warm, sunny days, beautiful moonlit nights... There it is again.
Pardon?
I could have sworn that someone be in that door.
Well, stop your swearing. It's me.
Perhaps it's just the wind.
You're right, ma'am. I shouldn't have eaten all that cottage pie.
Yes, I can honestly say I've had a wonderful life on the plantation. Only one thing was missing, Mrs. Clitheroe. Pat.
What's that, Reginald?
Someone to share my destiny, my bad times as well as my good. In short, someone like you, Mrs. Clitheroe, a woman.
How clever of him to notice.
You're right. There is someone behind that door. And what are you doing behind this door?
Listening.
What?
To you, washing up. I've come to give you a hand.
Well, yes, well, we've nearly finished, haven't we, Reginald?
They've hardly got started.
Yes, well, I've just remembered I want to work with Father. Look, you can help Mr. Reginald with the washing up.
But, ma'am, I'm busy. I've got a lot to do.
If we don't finish soon, Gillian will be here.
Right. I'll wash and you wipe.
Not just now. I have something to discuss with my sister. Plans for the future, for all of us. If you will excuse me.
Oh, honestly, Father. What a relief to see the back of Reginald. I thought I'd never get rid of him.
Well, now you know what I've had to put up with from that blooming, gabbling devil.
Yeah, but Reginald's worse. I couldn't get away from him. Upstairs, downstairs.
In the ladies.
Now then. I'm sure that Reginald's after me.
Well, that devil's just as bad with me.
Well, what about me with soppy Gillian? She keeps saying, do I fancy Ozzy for me best man? And how about Cleveland for a honeymoon? They aren't a family. They're a walking marriage bureau.
Oh, don't tell me they're back.
If they are, I'm going to have a bath.
Put enough water in for the three of us.
Well, I'll have to let them in, I suppose.
Oh, ma'am.
Yeah?
Can I borrow your eyebrow pencil, please?
What for?
Well, if it's that blooming Gillian again, I can draw a cash on me face and crack on. I'm the insurance man.
Oh, but I know how you feel. The only good thing, Jimmy, is that they'll be gone in a few days.
I can't wait that long. Let's beat them to it and emigrate.
Now, come away then, Higgy. And tell Pat what you just told me.
Oh, I've got some bad news, missus. It's that sister-in-law of mine.
Yeah?
Ethel Bigmouth. And that brother of hers, Big Soft Nelly. They're stopping another month.
Oh, no.
Oh. And the brat as well.
Oh, this is terrible. Another month of creepy for it's me. Why did you have to pick on me? Didn't you know any other men?
That's it. Another victim, Grandad. I've got it.
What?
An idea to solve our problems. All I need is the help of that great lover, Alfie Hotlips Hall.
Listen, Jimmy, tell Susan not to worry. I won't forget this time. I'll tie a knot in my hanky to make sure we're...
Then you'll lose it. You'd better tie a knot in your neck. I'll tell her, and you can do me a favour.
I'm not giving you money twice in one day.
It's not for me, for me granddad. The tap in his greenhouse is jammed, and he wanted to know if you'd fix it for him.
Well, why didn't you say so? I could have done it now while I've been gassing to you.
I want you here later. I mean, so long as you do it tonight, it'll be fine.
Oh, well, I must go home now, so I'll do it when I come for Susan. Yeah, 6:30 we'll be back, you said.
Yes, we'll all be back at 6:30. But you could have it done by then. Come at 6:00. I'll see the greenhouses open before I leave, and you can go straight in at 6:00, and by 6:30, I'll have you fixed. You can have it fixed, I mean.
All right, but I'll be back at 6:00.
Good. Ta-ra, then, Alfie.
You're right, ta-ra, Jimmy.
So far, so good. One fly's in the web. Now for Mrs. Summers, the dragonfly. I'd better do this properly. I know. I'll cover the phone with a hanky like that bloke did on the telly.
Hello?
Hello. Can I speak to Mrs. Summers, the new?
Speaking? Is that you, Peter?
Aye, it is, my dear.
Your voice sounds strange, sort of muffled.
Oh, I've got a week all the new you can. I wanted to see you about something very special, the new.
See me? Now, do you mean?
No, about 6:00 you can.
Pardon? It's a very bad line. You want me to come to your house at 6:00?
Aye, and if there's no answer at the door, come round the back, because I'll be working in the greenhouse.
Right, Peter, I'll be there. Is this a surprise for me?
Oh, more like a shock. Well, a shocking cold I have. See you at 6:00 then. Goodbye, you can.
Bye-bye, Peter. Or rather, only boyer.
And good riddance. Well, now for old Susan and reckless Reggie. It's going to be a hot time in the old greenhouse tonight.
Well, that weren't a bad do, the vicar's garden party, Mrs. Clitheroe. I quite enjoyed it.
Especially the wine tasting. Fancy singing Nellie Dean on 2 glasses of elderberry wine.
I don't like the look of those dark clouds. Do you think we're in for a storm?
Definitely, if that lad of yours doesn't shut up.
Oh, why, Piggy, forget it.
Well, he's been a menace all afternoon. Did you hear how he introduced me to the vicar? This is Mr. Higginbottom, vicar. He's only here for the homemade beer.
I'm sure it's going to rain, Father.
Well, so long as we're in the house when it does.
Yeah, the greenhouse. Oh, we'll have to go in the back way. I bolted the front door and came out the back when I left.
Oh, what a silly thing to do. Oh, well, come on, we'll go round the back.
Well, there's one good thing about this afternoon's do, Pete. The wife's relations didn't turn up.
Aye, well, it's the first peaceful outing I've had for a fortnight.
Yes, I wonder why they didn't come.
Yes, I wonder. Hey, Grandad, look, somebody's in the greenhouse.
What?
You can't see anything from here.
All right, I heard them then. I mean, come and look.
Here, let me see. Come on, Higgy.
Aye, let's have a look at your hollyhocks. I could do with a good laugh.
Well, look, the key's still on the nail outside here.
Oh, thank goodness someone's come.
Oh, it's been awful. I've been stuck in this rotten greenhouse for over half an hour.
Who's that?
Percy Thrower.
What an experience!
I'll bet it was. Alfie Hall, wait till our Susan hears about this.
About what?
You and Alfie snugging amongst the sunflowers.
You little imp!
I'll clout you.
I'll be doing the clouting, Alfie, if there is any. You woman chaser.
Now, look here, Peter.
Mr. Sinclair to you, you baby snatcher. Woman of your age, sneaking off into the greenhouse with my granddaughter's boyfriend.
Father, how dare you?
Don't you interfere, Pat.
That's right. Mind your own... don't argue with your father, ma'am.
I was fixing the tap, and she came in and shouted, Cooey, I dropped my spanner. She screamed at the door closing. It was the wind.
What wind?
Look, Pete, leave Ethel to me. I'll sort her out. She's nothing but a Jezebelly.
Ah, smack your face.
Don't you dare at all. Forget I'm a gentleman.
Gentleman? You're a Scotch Highland bull.
And you're an old English...
Father! Now, let's all calm down.
What's all the shouting about?
Oh, sounds like a native raising on the UT plantation.
Susan, so you're with him?
Yes, we've been in the cozy cafe. I got a phone call.
So Brother Wretch has been chasing you while Sister's carrying on with Alfie. That does it. Clear off, both of you. Go on. Clear off now.
No, look here, old fella. I'm not going to be...
And don't call me old fella.
Clout him with your pension book.
Clout him with my pension... Oh, shut up, you, will you?
Come on, Reg, you know where you're going. I'm not stopping here to be insulted. I'll see my solicitor.
Oh, Mrs. Clitheroe. What can I say?
How about goodbye?
Jimmy, you'd better go and take Ethel home, Reginald.
Yes, and when you get there, pack your traps and get out of my house. And take that Gillian with you.
Hooray!
Very well. I'm not one to stay where I'm not wanted. But I might remind you, Horatio, your wife...
Don't remind me of my wife. I've had a good day up till now.
Very well. Cheerio, everybody, and goodbye.
What's this all about, Alfie? What's happened?
Don't ask me. I only come to mend a trap.
Grandad, you were great.
Yeah, and so were you.
What do you mean?
He arranged all this.
What? Yes, Mum. 3 phone calls to Ethel, Reggie, and our Susan. A chat with Alfie, and boom, boom, up went the balloon.
Oh, no, Jimmy. You awful boy.
He's not a boy. He's a genius. Hey, Higgy.
Why hasn't my Ozzy got his brains?
I'm baffled. Baffled, I am. Would somebody mind explaining how I came to be here?
Well, according to our teacher, once upon a time, there were 2 monkeys. A mummy monkey and a daddy monkey.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, Tony Melody as Mr. Higginbottom, Brian Truman as Reginald, Daphne Oxenford as Gillian, and Betty Alberge as Ethel. The program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the Kid himself.
Mr. Higginbottom's relatives have gone home. I've been wondering if I made a mistake, because Gillian gets lots of pocket money, you see. If Mrs. Summers had married me granddad, she'd be me granny, and Gillian's her daughter. Well, I don't see how the Black Hand gang could say anything about me being treated to the pictures by me auntie Gillian. Get up!